The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
And a good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 29th day of March, 2023. It is fantastic to have you. Good to be along on this Wednesday morning. Obviously, yesterday, a day spent immersed in a lot of Nashville aftermath. Vigils and prayer gatherings, all of which are great. You know, my point on this, if we gathered more in prayer and leaned more on God at the front end of situations like this, then maybe we wouldn't have to gather to respond to so many tragedies. We'll never stop all shootings. We'll never stop all tragedies. We'll never stop all human dysfunction or misbehavior. But we're just doing such a crappy job of it right now. We are in a mental health crisis in this country that affects so very many things. And the mental health crisis is not just about tortured souls who do horrible things. Obvious prime example rears its head again in this week's news. But the mental health crisis that we have affects our entire society. We are at a time where we allow people to legally buy guns who have a flaming mental health issue. If you don't know what you are, if you don't know that you're a woman, you don't know that you're a man, the kind of self-loathing, the kind of the world is against me, the kind of tortured path that you're going to carve if you just don't get some help for yourself, if you're an adult, if you give in to this dysfunction, and don't get me started on what we do with our children. Actually, do get me started on what we do with our children. We carve them up. We chemically castrate them. We perform mastectomies on our teenage daughters. The mental health problem is not just people who don't know what sex they are. The mental health problem, the far more vast mental health problem, the far more pernicious, pervasive, epidemic mental health problem is us. It's society. Look what we do to people. Look what we celebrate. Look what we allow. Look what I can find you some crazy people. I can find you some examples where people snap a twig and go do terrible things. Those will happen. But until we get a grip on the mental health problem that grips elected officials and the medical community and some parents, until we get a hold on that mental health crisis, this is not going to get better. So I've got a few things. Yesterday, it was, of course, guns, guns, guns. Everybody's coming to get your gun now. Duh. You know that's going to happen. Red flag laws are not the answer. They are unconstitutional. They are an abrogation of due process. Obsessions over the AR-15. The AR-15 is a semi-automatic rifle. It just looks badass. It is not in any way structurally different than what you would go out and hunt a deer with. Gun illiteracy, gun hatred, hatred of gun owners is why you can't talk to these people. Andy Ogles is congressman for the portion of Nashville where the Covenant School is located. And as the occasional Republican politician will do, big picture with the kids in front of the Christmas tree, and everybody's got a big old long gun. I don't know if they're all long. Maybe somebody had some sidearms. I don't know. But hey, family, Christmas tree, weaponry, that says America to me. It is easy to stigmatize such imagery, and a lot of people did that. including a guy I've liked a lot lately and who I like a lot when he's right on stuff, Piers Morgan, but who is a total anti-gun lunatic, and then some other people in a piece that CBS News ran. Congressman Andy Ogles, is this your family? Is this your... And then they asked him about it. Do you regret that picture? Do you regret taking that picture now that somebody with a gun has done such a terrible thing in your district? Do you regret it? And Congressman Andy Ogles turns to the reporter and says, why would I regret taking a picture with my family in which we are exercising our Second Amendment rights? God bless you, sir. May God bless you. This is a time that cries out for clarity, cries out for courage, because they're coming for us. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for our liberty. And they're going to use and politicize tragedies like this to do it. This is not 3 hours of the show today. It'll be some. And to whatever extent you want to attach yourself or bring up something about this or anything else, we always have full latitude on the phone lines at 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. And that, of course, is also the Patriot Mobile text line, where you can fire off a thing or two as you head out the door or whatever, or you know, I was going to say at a stoplight. That's a bad idea. I don't want to be responsible for that. Anyway, let's share what we're going to do a little bit of today as well. 835. You ever heard of an outfit called College Fix? College Fix is a website and a kind of a reporting entity that looks at higher education weirdness and leftism and craziness, of which there is no shortage. And out at West Texas A&M, which you may not know existed, but it does. It's very geographically vague. West Texas A&M, where's that? Answer is Canyon. Okay, where's that? Answer is just south of Amarillo. Anyway, a little subset of the A&M universe. Whoop. And the president there at West Texas A&M outlawed drag shows. Well, good. We should all do that. You know, what adults do, I don't care, but not on campus, not for kids, just no. And he's getting sued. So Matt Lamb, associate editor of College Fix, will join us 8:35, and we'll talk just a little bit about the minefield that is higher education. And then at 9:05, one of my favorite members of Congress, I haven't had a chance to talk to her, Myra Flores, South Texas District, Hispanic Republican woman, which makes her one of the most dangerous people in America to the left. So Myra Flores at 9:05. She, it is kind of interesting, members of Congress in the Texas delegation are lining up for 2024. Told you last week that 21st District Congressman Chip Roy is all in already, before he even announces, all in for DeSantis. Myra Flores today will tell us why she is all in for Trump. I kept her in Congress. She lost in the special. So anyway, she needs to be back in Congress as soon as possible. She's lining up for Trump. Got to kept her in Congress. Wishful thinking reigns supreme. Here's something that I know happened, and that is President Trump on Sean Hannity last night, and it was like sort of the part two of the extended conversation that he had with him night before last, and asked him if you had been president for the Chinese spy balloon, and if Putin, you know, shot a drone, an American drone out of the sky, what would you have done? And his answer is interesting. His answer is interesting. All right. As we get ready to tackle all of these, collectively and individually, Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of each new day. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. Lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn and fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected, As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know that we can get through anything, and we ask these things in your holy name. Amen. Enormous amount of attention. Let me take our first pause, come back, and dive into one thing real quickly, and that is the juxtaposition of response in Nashville versus response in Uvalde. Boy, was that on display. And it's like, I don't feel like the Nashville police were trying to scoreboard the Uvalde situation, like spiking the ball in the end zone, look at us or anything. I think they just wanted, after the enormous concerns that Uvalde sent nationwide to when first responders don't respond, when duty calls for responding officers to run toward the trouble, run toward the gunfire, and they just didn't do it. Well, in Nashville, they did do it, and the result is a dead shooter and saved lives. There was a lot of focus on that yesterday. I'll play one story about that and a number of other things about all the attendant issues and the mobilization and the weaponization, no pun intended, of a bad, bad event to forward certain folks' social agendas. 866-660-5759. Grab a line if you wish. 718 Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. So it was during the day yesterday that I was noticing all the images being released from the Covenant School shooting. And the first thing, I guess this was day before yesterday, is the security cams from inside the school where you could see this monster blasting the glass out of the doors in order to gain entry. No unlocked door, though the door was not a problem, but this is where you get to where you absolutely have to have armed security on campus and enough of it to stop people like this in their tracks. So she gets in, and then you see her wandering the halls. You don't see her ply her evil will down a hallway or anything like this, but just it's so unbelievably creepy and scary to see her walk by a Xerox machine or whatever that was in the hallway and open some doors and she's wearing a vest and got the gun, and it's just horrible. And then yesterday, imagery that was, I mean, it's still all so tragic and so terrible, but something that is uplifting to see under the circumstances, and that is the officers of the Nashville Metro PD arriving and actually doing something. They didn't gather and hover over their phones wondering who was in charge. They didn't sit there and identify the person as a walled in, hunkering down, hostage taking, we sit here and do nothing sort of situation. They went to the shooter, killed the shooter, and neutralized the threat. Matt Howerton last night on Channel 8 did a little story about the varying imagery and what it's like to see one versus what it's like to see the other.
From the start,
let's go. I need three.
The sense of urgency is felt.
One more.
Body camera footage seen by all of America Tuesday shows an immediate response by Nashville officers.
Metro Police!
Who killed a heavily armed gunman in a Christian private school after the shooter shot and killed six innocent lives.
Gunman? Do we need like firefighter, letter carrier? What's a female gunman? Gun person?
And many.
Everything that should have happened.
On me, on me.
And didn't happen here in Texas.
Can't help but compare this.
Metro Police! Open the door!
To the response in Uvalde.
Careful, guys, shot fire.
In the last 24 hours is substantially different from what occurred in Texas.
Senator Roland Gutierrez is one of those people. He represents Uvalde alongside his Democrat counterpart in the state house. And what took 14 minutes for Nashville police to do.
Please put your firearm down, sir.
Took officers in Uvalde, 77.
You had 77 minutes worth of horrible, terrifying, awful failure.
And since it's a TV story, you have that fast moving, almost like a movie body cam. They're leaping up the stairs, finding the shooter, killing the shooter. And then that Uvalde footage is there just to burn itself into your heart and your brain as they're just hunkered at the end of the hall.
Though, both situations are different.
Keep pushing!
In Nashville, a Metro department better trained and better equipped had the jump on this shooter and a clear shot.
Shots fired, move!
In Uvalde, arriving officers were shot at by the gunman who was in a classroom. Dozens of officers then chose to treat him as a barricaded subject, not an active shooter.
Yeah, that worked out well, didn't it?
Waiting on a SWAT team, even though children were in need of help in that room.
Everything is on the table.
The Nashville shooting happened as Gutierrez and others sponsor bills in the state legislature to enhance school safety statewide.
Watch left!
In Dallas.
Suspect down!
Suspect down, indeed. That's what you want to hear. That's what you want to see. Here's something I want to see, and I've got some company on this, and it will be difficult, if not impossible. Because, you know, in 27 different stories over the last weeks, months, years, you've heard me say a sentence like how crazy it is that we don't get these people help who are afflicted with gender dysphoria. We either say let it go or we celebrate it and go, yay, fantastic. Wilbur thinks he's a woman. Great. You know, or kids. You know, little Jenny thinks she's a boy. Fantastic. Sign her up for that mastectomy. Against that backdrop of the mental illness that afflicts society, how'd you like to be somebody stepping into the public square? And I'm a radio guy. I could do this. But how'd you like to be the serious elected official, the serious policy maker at the federal, state, or local level? To step in and say something that is so obvious and yet could be a career ender. I don't know. And that is because let's stipulate that if you have a serious mental disorder, you shouldn't own a gun. There are two categories of things, and I'm Mr. Second Amendment, you know that, but there are two categories of folks that should not have access to firearms, shouldn't be able to buy them, shouldn't be able to own them. And that's people with a serious enough criminal record and people with a serious enough mental disorder. We have seen what this trans fixation can do. You walk through life hating the God that made you, hating the people who believe in the God that made you, hating the world that will often be filled with people who are not willing to go along with your fantasy of being the opposite sex. Of course that's going to scramble your brain. Of course that's going to make you enormously angry. That's why April 1st coming up at the Supreme Court, unless they've rescheduled it, we have the Trans Day of Vengeance. Visibility is not enough. Really? What do you folks have planned? No one displaying gender dysphoria should be allowed to buy or own a firearm. No one. Ooh. And yet what I've just said, which is so blatantly obvious, is something that can probably get you canceled, ruined, fired, unelected, or worse. All righty. Let's bounce some things off our talk show buddy, Mike Gallagher. He is next right after news with Gordon Griffin. I'm Mark Davis, 7:30, 660 a.m. The answer, here's Gordon. A little Rick James, and give it to me, because we're about to give it to you right now in the 7:35 segment, Mike Gallagher and me.
Oh, I'm about to give it to you.
Well, okay. Well, before you do, this is kind of where I was going with Rick James, because we're going to give it to you in person, and we're inside 3 weeks now. It'll be April 18th, and should I fear this event now? This is going to be hell for me. I'm teasing. We are going to bring all the love, all the tension, and I am getting ready, in fact, to send to Mike, and we're putting together some. I don't want to give hardly anything away about what we have planned for that night. But there will be some memories of when things did not go so well here, or maybe they went great.
Maybe today.
Well, let me get.
Hey,
to
Rhonda,
that.
Rhonda, Matt, roll tape.
We might
be able to use this in a couple of weeks.
So here we go, and that is the date, April 18th, at the Palace Arts Center, Lancaster Theater, and there it is. There we will be. Mike and I exchanging all kinds of pleasantries, intentions, and delicious things, and with plenty of audience input and plenty of pull back the curtain moments. An evening with Mike and Mark. Join us. Tickets on sale right now at 6:60 a.m. TheAnswer.com. Where perhaps that night I will ask what I'm asking now. What have I done now?
Well, no, I love your clarity and consistency and your thoughtful analysis over Nashville. And boy, I got chills when I heard you compare the Nashville response by the police to Uvalde. I didn't realize 77 minutes to 14 minutes. Yep. In fact, yesterday we set a record. You know, with our fancy text system, you've got the Patriot Mobile text line and I've got the MyPillow text line, and we have an ability to send back video clips to people who text us a keyword. Mm-hmm. And when that video surveillance was released, the body cam video was released yesterday by the Nashville PD, I offered it to our audience because I thought, you should see this. You should see the way it's supposed
Good
to be
for
done.
You. Good for you.
Look at these two young, brave hero officers who took out the shooter, who neutralized and killed the shooter. And so we had a record. Thousands of people text, and you can still do it. If you text the keyword body cam to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back the clip, the video of the body cam video that shows what hero police officers are supposed to do.
Yeah.
And incidentally, this is what police do all the time. I know there are aberrations. I know there are outliers. There are mistakes made. There's you know, people. We all fall short. But this is what policing is. They go to the danger. They go to the shooter. They run towards the gunfire and do what they have to do. So, again, thousands of people yesterday texted that keyword. And, again, there's no charge or anything. Just standard text messaging rates may apply. And please don't text and drive. But if you text the keyword body cam to 800-655-6453, we'll send you back the body cam video, which is quite an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about something you said this morning, because I was listening very carefully to your monologue and your thoughts about the mental health crisis we're suffering in America. And you're so right. You're absolutely correct. And you said, and now correct me if I'm wrong, and if I misheard you, I apologize. I think you said that we're part of the mental health problem. As an example, we sell guns to people who are confused about their gender. Did you say that?
Yes. Gender dysphoria is a mental illness and should be an instant disqualifier for a gun purchase.
So you are in favor of some red flag laws?
No, see, not at all. No,
see, that's a red flag law.
Well, no.
That would be a red flag law. Let me make my point.
Then I'll tell you why it's not, because red flag laws are unconstitutional.
Of course they are.
Maybe I can clear this up. In fact, it's probably a good idea if I do.
Good.
I'm steadfastly against. I mean, there are all kinds of things. All right, how do we take transgenderism off the table? How do we right now learn of someone's mental health history to where somebody, because of psychosis, somebody because of manic depression, somebody because of something else, is disqualified from a gun purchase? How do we do that now?
There'd be a breaking of HIPAA laws, and somebody would have to break the confidence, perhaps, of a doctor and a patient, which is exactly why red flag laws are unconstitutional. Somebody would have to say, oh, I think this problem, for example, I think my boyfriend might be mentally ill. Oh, let's go take his guns away.
Right. Well, and that's the danger of red flag laws. But that's why I'm seriously asking, and maybe this is a question I need answered. We are certainly the official mental health professionals talk show, the official gun dealers talk show. I have a feeling there has to be some type of self-disclosure. I have a feeling there, and I know people can lie. I totally know people can lie.
Of course,
but
they can.
Right now, we do not permit people with a serious self-harm or equally disturbing psychiatric history. We don't let them own guns today, right now.
You're being inconsistent.
All I want to do is add gender dysphoria to the list of things that are disqualifiers as practiced today.
And that is pragmatically speaking a red flag law. That would be saying that's a disqualifier. That's exactly what a red flag law
no,
is.
So, Mark. But, so are you saying right now that there should be no way, and I guess I'm asking for the third time, and maybe you don't know, and I obviously don't, how do we right now, March 29th, 2023, prevent somebody with a serious, disturbing psychiatric history from buying a gun? Whatever that system is, whatever that existing system is that's not a red flag law, it is what it is. I want gender dysphoria added to the list of things that will bounce
right,
you from
right, right. I get it. You want a red flag law for trans
not
people.
At all.
I get that, and that's a mistake. And it's a slippery slope. And I understand your strong, deep-seated feelings about the whole trans issue. And I respect it. This has become a powder keg issue, mm-hmm. and all the drag queen story stuff and everything.
I know.
If we start saying, now listen, if you're trans, you can't buy a gun.
Right.
If you're gay, you can't buy a gun. If you're this is the LGBT community.
Right.
You know, I know you don't agree with it, but it is part of the LGBT community.
I know.
The T is for trans.
I know.
And when you say being trans is a disqualifier from being able to buy a gun, I think that's a mistake. That's a big mistake. Of course. I mean, you think because of your sexual orientation or your definition, we got an admiral right now, Rachel Levine, who I gotta believe is qualified to buy a gun.
Yeah.
Now you may think that she doesn't.
Right.
But believe me, there's no normal paradigm where a functioning member of society, this person, this killer, this evil monster. Mm-hmm. And see, I think the trans thing. Let me just get this out on the table. Mm-hmm. I think what's been overshadowed is what is apparently an anti-Christian bigotry.
Absolutely.
There are reports that this person hated the Christian school that she attended.
Yeah, I wonder
she hated
why.
Her Christian. She hated her Christian parents.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
why.
Who knows? I mean,
who knows? I know. We don't know our own names. But I think we have a clue, don't we?
Well, guess what? It's in the manifesto, and they won't release it.
Thank you.
Look at this headline, Mark. This is hysterical. In the New York Times, investigators were still searching for a motive in the killing of six people at the Covenant School.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Why don't you open up the manifesto?
Yes.
Because you might get to see what the motive is.
We might indeed.
And the fact that they're holding this, we've seen already the body cam video. Heck, we've seen pictures inside the killer's bedroom. We know they've released, the Nashville PD has released all kinds of stuff except the motivation as stated by the killer. Pardon my metaphor here. That's a big red flag. That's a problem.
That's by definition.
But my point on all this is, I think I'm worried and concerned that the trans debate has overshadowed a very real anti-Christian bigotry, anti-Christian hatred. When Dylann Roof went into Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston and murdered those beautiful, loving churchgoers, mm-hmm. black parishioners who opened their doors and their hearts to that vicious monster, we didn't have any hesitation.
Yeah.
He's a hateful bigot.
Yep.
He's a hateful racist. He hates black people, and he wanted to murder black people.
Yep.
And incidentally, there's no question.
Properly so. Mm-hmm.
So when this young person goes in to and incidentally, it was also a church. We've lost sight of that, too.
Yes.
It was a church and a school. Mm-hmm. This is a church shooting as well as a school shooting.
That's right.
And went hunting little Christian babies and Christian educators. That is an anti-Christian bigotry and bias and hatred, and the media yawns at that.
Correct.
They look the other way.
If somebody had shot up a mosque, it's Islamophobia. Shoot up a synagogue, it's obviously anti-Semitism.
But
this one. But here's the thing, and you're so right, but you're 80% right. The other 20%, just to make up numbers, the thing that you don't want to do for some reason is to identify a world and identify that it's problematic where we allow people who don't know what sex they are to wander through the world and they believe that the God that created them is bad, that people who believe in that God are bad. It is trans radicalism that fueled this shooting, it seems. And so to kind of let that go and let just group it with some other religious bigotry, this is a very specific religious bigotry fed by the radicalization of trans politics, and to be blind to that because we're just kind of uncomfortable about it, we don't want to that ain't right.
It's not right.
Well, we don't know. I mean, the police have indicated that she had a resentment for the school and a resentment of her parents. The police have not said that the trans agenda fueled this killing, and I'm not ready to connect those dots until we see what was in the manifesto.
And you're right about that. And we should. And it's easy to say that they're not releasing it because that's exactly what's in the manifesto, and they don't want to. And I will admit to you in any way you wish that I don't know this like I know my own name, and I'm not asserting that I absolutely know that it's true. But I do know that in this 2023 environment, that look what we have coming up at the Supreme Court on April 1st, the Trans Day of Vengeance. It is an approved narrative in our media culture, in our parenting culture, in our medical culture, that people who don't know what sex they are, that 12-year-old boys who think they're girls ought to be celebrated. And if you stand in the way of that, you are the problem. You are the hater. And a Bible that says that wrong, it says that that is wrong, is the problem. We are laying the groundwork to drive people this crazy. We have a world that is creating that kind of insanity.
Here's a text message that answers your question, and this is where it gets very interesting in terms of your position of adding gender dysphoria to the list of disqualifiers. A doctor is required to report to the authorities if you pose a danger to yourself or others. That's the disqualifier. So if you're going to say that somebody who's transgender should be disqualified from being able to purchase a gun, I'm telling you, Mark, that is a slippery slope. That's a red flag law that absolutely turns into the husband turning, the wife turning in the husband because he might be mentally ill or he's depressive.
I'll never be in favor of red flag laws. I will never. Red flag laws are terrible. That's not what I'm talking about. But you have identified, as you often do, given me a bolt of clarity where I can sit here and spout off some wonderful idea I have. But then I got to figure how it's supposed to work. And I thank the texter, because that is how it happens. They see somebody who poses a threat, and then they have to notify authorities and say, hey, Bill Johnson over here may do something harmful. Does that mean that every trans person deserves to be categorized as such? That's a tough bridge to cross. But
it's a leap, and it's also I'm a Second Amendment absolutist, and I admit that. Guns, as you said, and even Megyn Kelly yesterday on her podcast, guns aren't going anywhere.
Yep.
They can stomp around and they can blame the AR-15 and they can blame Joe Scarborough this morning made such an ass of himself.
Shocker.
Railing and screeching about evil Republicans are to blame for this shooting. Literally, here's a former Republican congressman screaming that it's evil Republicans who have got us where we are because of the gun lobby. They always want to blame the inanimate object. They don't ever look at anything else. But here's what I believe is the Second Amendment, and this is why I disagree with you strongly about making trans a disqualifier.
Wow.
Everybody should be able to protect themselves. I'm sorry. And if you are LGBT, if you are straight, if you are white, if you are black, every group, whether they're men or women or trans, the bottom line, you get to protect yourself. You have a Second Amendment. You have a constitutional right to pretend yourself.
But, and that sounds great in a vacuum, but would you agree with the sentence that says there are some mental conditions that rise to the level where you shouldn't own a gun? There's some mental conditions. Is that a yes or no? Obviously.
Texter said, pose a threat to somebody else or to yourself.
So are you telling me that one of the most basic dissociative disorders that you can have, not knowing what sex you are, in a world that makes people crazy by virtue of that, that there's no way to put that onto the list of disqualifiers?
If a medical or psychiatric professional feel that you pose a threat to others or yourself, I'm okay with saying that's a disqualifier. That's about it in my world.
Then maybe the only place we can go, now this may be very valuable, and then maybe the only place we can go is, you know, if Uncle Joe woke up this morning and thinks he's a woman, we're not going to go empty out his gun closet. But if there is, in this particular shooter's case, she was in the care of a mental health professional who said she had an emotional disorder. Maybe that would have been reported, and maybe that's a case where we can do
something. If that mental disorder included she posed a threat to others or to herself. And incidentally, according to what we've seen, not a single brush with the law, never had been in trouble before, never had done anything. In fact, I hate to throw this fly in the ointment, neighbors said sweet, kind, loving.
I'm sure.
No, you know, this is what they always say. I mean, the parents, incidentally, deeply religious, but the mother, a big gun control advocate, who was always railing on social media about getting guns out of schools and no armed guards and everything else. Oh my gosh, what
Nobody said it was going to be easy, and it is very valuable for when you and I gather together here on the show,
it's
and
a
when
tough
we
issue.
Gather together.
Yeah, it's
and
complicated.
I always appreciate the challenges because, well, I'm going to offer it up to the audience and see where that goes. And I know
it's a difficult issue. And listen, I don't know that I got. I could be dead wrong. It's just that was my gut.
I fall down on
that Second Amendment absolutist.
I know, absolutely. And I'm the same kind of absolutist you are, but I also have a sharp list of things of criminal history and mental health history where I go, guess what? That's going to be no, but maybe you've shown me a way where that's just not doable. Via the We Will Continue, and you will continue with your own show at 10, and we eagerly await it.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. That is Mike Gallagher there for you at 10 when we're done, and there with me on a stage in Grapevine on the 18th. Fun like this, right in front of your face. It's the Mike and Mark event, and that's April 18th. Get your tickets right now at 6:60 a.m. TheAnswer.com.
Now you might have heard my reputation's not so good. Well, everything they say is
1968.
I'm not gonna change.
Well, into an amazing career.
Not while I've got something that's still in demand.
The incomparable Pearl Bailey. I'm gonna keep on doing what I'm doing. And that she did. Through a career that began in vaudeville in the 30s.
Someone makes a pass from force of habit, I'll give in. I'm gonna
Pearl Bailey, born this date in Newport News, Virginia, 1918, lived until 1990 and still lives in the hearts of all who love the American entertainment legacy. So Pearl Bailey takes us out and into the next hour. All right, we got calls because we got to figure this out. 866-660-5759. How to wedge something else onto the list of mental disorders that'll keep her from buying a gun. Can we even do that? Well, we'll take a look and go straight to your calls next on 660 AM The Answer. Mark Davis, do stick around.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.